Well, hey, good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Paul Pretty. I'm the teaching pastor at the Marion campus. Thanks so much for joining us today. Thanks for making us a part of your week. We really appreciate that. I hope this is just a helpful part of your day to center your hearts on Christ as you go into the rest of your day. Well, this past Sunday, we were in Luke chapter 16, again, as we continue this label series. And Luke 16 is particularly the story or the parable, depending on how you view it. The story of the rich man and Lazarus is one of the more difficult passages because within it, we have a very clear view of the experience of hell. As the rich man, he's in anguish after his death. He is separated from the presence of God. He has a memory of his life prior. He remembers his loved ones, and he in a sense, he becomes an evangelist in that experience and in that moment. And what God says to him is, look, you know, if they're not going to listen to Moses and the prophets, they're not going to listen, even if someone rises from the grave. And it's a really, really difficult passage. And it's one that was really close to home for me. I grew up in a teaching and in a theology, in a upbringing for the first 17 years of my life that taught very strictly that there is no such thing as hell, that there is universal salvation for everyone, that, you know, you should go on sinning. And that theology really led me into some really dark places. And by the grace of God, I didn't destroy my life. Very well could have. And I think what I want to say here, I guess the warning and what I tried to bring across to the church on Sunday was that, you know, sometimes when we see and talk about difficult things, we want to shield our eyes. You know, it's like when you walk past a tragedy, you don't really want to look because, you know, it's sort of scarring. And I think sometimes the teaching of hell, we just want to shield our eyes because it's almost too hard to even fathom. And sometimes that's the tendency. We can, if there's a spectrum, we can sort of lean way on that side of it, is we're not even going to talk about it. We're not going to think about it because it's ugly and it's hard and we don't want to come across judgmental. And, you know, and I hear that and I understand that. And on the other end of the spectrum, I think, you know, what we really want to stray away from, I think rightly so, is sort of that turn and burn theology that says, you know, I'm going to stand on the street corner with signs and scream at people. I don't know that that's particularly effective. But I do think this passage forces us to open our eyes to the reality of this teaching, that there is life after death, that it is in torment, that there's awareness of our past life. And again, that in those moments, you know, people are going to become evangelists, but they're going to not be able to do anything about it. And I think we need to look at that, and we need to realize the incredible reality of the gospel, that we are saved from that. And we have a message that saves other people from that. Through faith in Christ, we are ushered into the presence of God upon our death because our sins are forgiven, because those no longer are counted against us. And, you know, that's not only going to change the way in which we live today, it's going to change our experience forever. Like I said, personally, I grew up within a theology and in a worldview that said sin doesn't matter, hell isn't real, and everybody's saved. And what that led me to was a rejection of Christ's rule and reign in my life, a negligence toward the, not even caring it when I sinned. It just led me into a really dark place. And when we are confronted with the uncomfortable realities of hell, what it does is it forces us, I think, to look at the gruesomeness of the cross and to praise Jesus, praise the Father that he poured his wrath out upon Christ and not upon us. And so, you know, I don't really have any, catchy points in this, but I do hope you hear my heart to say, while it might be tempting to look away, I want to challenge you to look in. And then as you look in, look to Christ, because in Christ is the resolution to how such a place could exist. And so as you go into your day, I want to just lead you in prayer toward that, that you would look in, and then from looking in, you would look to Christ, that, you know, the reality is we all deserved hell and Jesus took it for us. We all deserve the punishment and the wrath of God against sin. And in reality, Jesus takes it for us by faith, through grace. What a blessing that is, and what a message you and I carry with us. God forbid we would get to the end of our life and we would never share that message. But I think we need to pray for courage there. So that's where I want to lead us, just into a prayer for courage and toward gratitude for Jesus and what he's done for us on the cross. So let's pray together. And again, thanks so much for joining us on the Drivecast today. Father, you know, when it comes to difficult passages, I want to thank you that your word doesn't shy away from them. Your word tells us who you are. And your word highlights over and over and over and over again the wonder of the cross. Father, I want to praise you that through Jesus, our experience is not hell, but it's heaven. And Father, I pray that you would really motivate us as we consider the realities of hell to share the message of the gospel with others, that our, you know, we wouldn't have a yell at the street corner approach to that, but through the context of relationship, we wouldn't shy away from the spiritual realities that you've presented us in your word, and that we would look in. We wouldn't look away. We would look in, and then through that, Jesus, you would allow us to look at the cross. And that through looking at the cross and understanding what it is you've saved us from, we would really worship you, Jesus. God, do that in us. We need you to by the power of your Spirit. And Father, I ask and plead these things in the wonderful, powerful, beautiful name of Jesus.